Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
I would ask that you please turn in your Bibles to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 7.
我们请大家就翻开圣经在哥林多后书第七章。
So we're going to be reading and focusing on verses 9 and 10, but we are going to read the whole section from 5 to 12, just so you can prepare.
这是正道，主要是在哥林多后书七章九到十节，但我们会念一下前面的和后面的，就是五节到十二节。
I would suggest to you that of all the Apostle Paul's letters, perhaps this book, 2 Corinthians, is the most neglected.
我想就是保罗写过很多书信，我们大家也都看过。但好像在哥林多后书是大家比较不太看的一本书。
And there are several reasons for this.
因为有不少原因。
There is a lot of messy sin and church discipline that the apostle deals with.
因为这谈到了教会的很多的罪，而且还有就是一些教会很多混乱的情况需要来责备的。
So in this letter,Paul deals with the following main themes.
那在哥林多后书有下面几个主题。
Sin problems in the congregation and then correcting them.
教会当中罪的问题，然后如何来改正。
Other men who seek to make themselves something great.
那有些人就非常高傲，就是想把自己来抬高。
He deals withthe problems that are there and he doesn't avoid them.
他就是来直对面对这些教会的问题，并不是来就是来逃避这些教会的问题。
And we see what it is like for a man or a woman of God who is laboring for God's kingdom.
那如果在教会来侍奉的时候，不管是男的还是女的，他应该是如何去侍奉。
And even though he is an apostle, we see the heartof Paul as a shepherd for the people.
在保罗他是个使徒，但我们更看到他是有个牧者的心肠。
I'd like to read one quote and then we'll go to our text.
我先念一段引用一段话，然后我们再来到圣经念一下。
This quote is from a famous American theologian of a past century named Jonathan Edwards.
那就是这是十八世纪的美国的一个神学家说的 ,Jonathan Edwards.
He says, though repentance be a deep sorrow for sin,
尽管悔改是对罪很深的懊悔
,that God requires as necessary for salvation,
神看为这是救恩当中必须经过的一步。
Yet the very nature of repentance implies delight.
那这个悔改就引出光明。
Repentance of sin is a grief that arises from the sight of God's mercy and excellency.
那这个悔改就不只是对这个罪的忧伤，但同时也反映出神的恩典。
And so, not just from that quote, but from the text, we get our title of the sermon for today, Godly Grief.
那从这个爱德华兹说的这段话，也是今天这段经文所要的主题，就是从神来的忧愁。
So if you would, look with me, starting at verse 5 of chapter 7.
好，我们来看哥林多后书五章，七章五节到十二节。
For even when we came into Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were afflicted at every turn, fighting without and fear within. But God who God who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus.And not only by his coming, but also by the comfort with which he was comforted by you. as he told us of your longing, your mourning, your zeal for me, so that I rejoiced still more. For even if I made you grieve with my letter, I do not regret it, though I did regret it, for I see that that letter grieved you, though only for a while. As it is, I rejoice, not because you were grieved, but because you were grieved into repenting. For you felt a godly grief, so that you suffered no loss through us. For godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regret, whereas worldly grief produces death. For see what earnestness this godly grief has produced in you, but also what eagerness to clear yourselves, what indignation, what fear, what longing, what zeal, what punishment. At every point, you have proved yourselves innocent in the matter. So although I wrote to you, it was not for the sake of the one who did the wrong, nor for the sake of the one who suffered the wrong, but in order that your earnestness for us might be revealed to you in the sight of God.
哥林多后书七章五节开始，我们从前就是到了马其顿的时候，身体也不得安宁，周围遭患难，外有征战，内有惧怕，但那安慰丧气之人的神，借着提多来安慰了我们，不但借着他来，也借着他从你们所得的安慰安慰了我们，因他把你们的想念哀动和向我的热心都告诉了我，叫我更加欢喜。我先前写信叫你们忧愁，我后来虽然懊悔，如今却不懊悔，因我知道那信叫你们忧愁不过是暂时的，如今我欢喜，不是因为你们忧愁，是因你们从忧愁中生出懊悔来。你们依着神的意思忧愁，凡事就不至于因我们受亏损了。因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。你看，你们依着神的意思忧愁，从此就生出何等的殷勤、自述、自恨、恐惧、想念、热心、责罚，在这一切事上，你们都表明自己是洁净的。我虽然从前写信给你们，却不是为那亏负人的，也不是为那受人亏负的，乃要在神面前把你们顾念我们的热心表明出来。
We ask that God would bless the reading of His word.
愿神祝福大家来念他的话语。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Dear Father, we thank you that we can come together in this place and worship you together.
天父，我们真是感谢你，就是你让我们聚集在这里，可以一起来敬拜你。
We pray that you would send your Spirit to illuminate our minds and to open our hearts.
求你的圣灵来光照我们，来开我们的心眼。
Father, this is a passage that deals with the sin in our lives and calls us to repentance.
这段经文来展出了人，展现了人的罪，当人面对罪的时候需要悔改。
Please do not let us be those type of men and women who avoid their sin.
让我们不要成为那些就是来避免谈罪的人。
We want to deal with it so that we can be right in your eyes.
我们要面对我们的罪，我们要求神来带领，这样我们的心才能被更新。
Father, we ask that you would empty us of those things in us which are not of you.
求主来倒空我们，那些不属于你的，求主来倒空。
So that only Christ would shine forth through us.
就是让基督从我们心中来照亮我们，能够他的光能够从我们当中来出来。
We can't do this. Only you can do this, work this change in us.
这样的改变是人所不能做的，只有你神才能做。
So we come before you asking for your help.
所以我们来到你的面前求你的帮助。
Knowing that apart from you, dear Lord, we can do nothing.
因为知道我们离开你什么事也不能做。
In the name of your Son Jesus, whom we love, we pray all these things.
我们奉你爱子耶稣基督的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
In this passage today, we learn two very important truths.
在这段经文我们看到有两个真理。
One of these truths is that God has an intended purpose in the life of every believer.
第一个真理就是神对每一位信主的人都有一个目的。
Every son and daughter who is born again and trusts Jesus for salvation and leads a life of obedience.
那么每一位信主的弟兄姊妹都是要有一个就是能够顺服神的生活。
However, this purpose is a little different than perhaps a lot of us are used to thinking.
那神给我们这个目的，我们可能大家可能会知道，但是可能不是太完全了解。
Second, we also see a tremendous statement about the character of God.
那在另外一个真理，我们就看到，就从这也描述，我们可以看到神的性情。
Now, normally, when we think of repentance, and the majority of the times in the New Testament,
当我们看这个悔改这个话题的时候，在新约看的时候，
It talks about repentance initially unto salvation.
我们可以看就是悔改然后得救。
And if you are here today and if you're not a believer or you're at home and listening, this is still relevant. We call you to belief in Jesus and repentance unto salvation.
那如果你还不是信主的话不管是在这还是在屏幕前，那么我们就会就是能够就希望你能够悔改信主得救。
However, in our text today, that is not what Paul is talking about.
那在这个段经文谈的悔改，不是指那个我们就是信主得救那个悔改那个阶段。
Paul is writing to a church of believers, telling them that although they are genuinely following Christ, there are still things in their life that they need to get rid of.
这边所谈到的就是给信主的，就是给教会都是愿意去跟随主，就是对那些人来提到的，就是他们在尽管他们也是信主，但是他们也犯罪，他们就需要悔改。
So we see this statement in verse 9, where Paul says, godly grief. He says, godly grief.
从这边我们第九节可以看到，对这些人来说，就是从神，依着神的意思忧愁。
So many Christians seem to think today that this is not something that could possibly be part of the character of God.
那别人觉得就是好像从这段看不出是跟神的性情有什么关系。
So let's look for a moment at exactly what Paul is talking about here.
那我们来看保罗到底在这是说的什么呢？
So the next slide,you'll see a picture of this child or a young adult of a parent. And it looks like that the parent is trying to have a serious discussion with the child. And of course, the child isn't interested in listening.
这个图片大家可以看到就是一个小孩，然后还有他的妈妈，那这个妈妈好像是要跟这个女孩来谈一些什么东西，但很明显这个女孩就不想听。
And anyone who's ever raised children has probably had multiple times of this with their children.
当你家有小孩的时候，你可能会经历到这些事情，就是说你跟你的孩子要说什么，但是小孩不愿意听。
And we see that this child, as is written up there, is angry, because the parent is trying to get them to do something that's for their good, but they're not interested in it.
这其实可能是一位母亲，就是要这个女孩就要做一些对她有益的事情，是对的事情，但这个女孩就不愿意听。
Now, with physical children, it is true that every child is disobedient at times.
对每个小孩来说，我们也做过小孩，都曾经有这么不顺服的经历。
Now, spiritually, it is the exact same truth.
那从属灵的角度来看，其实对我们属神的儿女也是这样的。
Someone may be born again at almost any age, from when they're old enough to believe until near the end of their life.
那对基督徒来说，不管他是刚信主的，就是说从很小的时候信主的，能够如果他能够明白福音的真理，一直到很老很老，就是要见主面的时候。
But the moment they are born again, they are very much a baby in Christ.
但他们刚信主的时候，他们其实就是一个婴孩。
And so when God, in this case, through the Apostle Paul, brings them a word for their spiritual growth,
当神在这用使徒保罗来传讲神的话，
they get angry, they get upset, they don't want to do it.
他们就觉得比较生气，他们就不想听神透过保罗所说的话。
Why?
为什么呢？
Well, none of us really like to be told what to do.
其实我们大家都不愿意听到就是别人叫我们做什么。
Whether it's through God, an apostle, a pastor, any source of authority, really.
不管是神通过教会的牧师，或者是通过这边是使徒保罗，或者就通过其他的途径跟我们说，我们可能都不愿意去听，不愿意别人告诉我们该怎么做。
And this is the source of that grief in their lives.
那其实这就是他们一个就是忧愁的一个来源。
The Apostle Paul pointed out things in their lives that they did not want to deal with.
使徒保罗就指出来了他们生活当中的罪，他们不愿去面对的罪。
If you are truly believing here today, you have most likely at least had this happen to you once, if not many more times.
如果你真是信主的话，其实应该你会经历过这种被别人用神的话来指出你的罪的这个经历，至少有过一次。
And maybe you were angry at the time that this person or this pastor brought you a word that you needed to hear.
你那时候可能你会比较生气，就是因为神别人把神的话指出给你说，指出你的罪。
But I hope.After your initial anger or being upset, that later you thanked God for the word that he brought to you.
我真是希望就是看到你可能开始会比较忧愁，会比较生气，但希望看到，但之后你会感恩。
So Paul says, I rejoice that this happened. And the question we want to ask is, well, why, what is he happy about? Why is he rejoicing?
那在保罗就说，如今我却欢喜。那他保罗为什么欢喜呢？
Is this some sort of negative, like weird, sadistic type of pleasure where he likes to see people suffer?
是不是因为他就是那个喜欢看别人忧愁，喜欢看别人受罪的那种那样呢？他才高兴呢？
No, that is not at all what's going on here.
不是这样的。
Rather, Paul is rejoicing.Because a group of believers who had to some degree backslidden and had need of repentance got right with God.
保罗欢喜就是因为他看到他们从这些忧愁当中生出这个悔改，那因为就是按照这个就是神的意思悔改，所以他就高兴。
We would say that it is a great thing when lost sheep return to the fold.
我们失去的羊能够找到的时候，能够回到羊圈的时候，我们会欢喜快乐。
So on the next slide, number two, God grieves or disciplines through grieving His children. And in the photo, we see this parent again who is seeking to discipline his child. The child is upset, arms folded, pouting. You know, perhaps crying will follow.Maybe not the most pleasant of scenes, maybe not the most pleasant of passages.
那我们从这张图片也可以看到，就是说神就是通过让人忧愁来管教他的子女。就像这个图片所说的，就是你看这个小男孩，他就是嘟着嘴，然后非常不高兴，那看着这父亲来管教这个孩子。
The joy the apostle has is not...Because he likes to see people suffer.
保罗为什么欢喜，并不是说保罗就喜欢看到别人受罪。
He is happy because of the effect that that grief produced.
他保罗欢喜并不是因为就是别人忧愁，而是因为从这忧愁产生出来的这个结果，他为此感到欢喜。
And what is that effect?
那这个忧愁的结果是什么呢？
That they are now more like Jesus.
他们更像主耶稣。
Not just with more knowledge.
不是头脑上的知识。
But their heart has been changed, and so the way they live has been changed.
就他们的心改变，所以他们生活也更像，也改变。
Now this is very important for our lives, because if you think God only grieved people in the time of the New Testament, that is not the case.
那 这其实是很重要的。那我们不是说神好像只是在新约的时候让人忧愁，新约所记载的时候让人忧愁，这并不是这样。
If you are a child of God, this is not an if or a maybe. You will also experience this.
那其实不只是在新约时代，就是在现在，就是在人类的历史当中，如果你真是神的儿女的话，其实你会经历到这个从神的意思来的忧愁。
No one has to teach us how to be sinful or to break God's commandments.
不需要人教我们如何去犯罪，如何去违反神的诫命。
We do them very naturally, and we do them by nature.
我们人的本性就是这样，就是会犯罪。
So in order to break us of all of those sinful patterns in our lives,
要破除这些就是这个罪的锁链。
God disciplines us.
神来管教我们。
Now maybe that doesn't sound so great, like, you know, life is hard enough, I don't need God disciplining me over the sins in my life.
对有些人来说可能不是太能接受，因为这个生活本来对他们来说本来就很困难，我不需要神再让我们 再困难。
And believe me, I understand having that thought.
我明白这种的想法。
But let me suggest to you another way to look at it.
那其实我也可以让你从另外一个角度来看。
Thank God that He loves you enough to tell you not what you want to hear, but what you need to hear.
我们要感谢神，就是神来跟你说，不是你就是想听到的，但是是你必须听到的。
So when perhaps you are feeling convicted by the Holy Spirit, or you're being grieved over your sin, remember, it's not just random, God is doing something.
当圣灵来责备你的时候，要想的这不是偶然的，只是这是神要跟你说一些很重要的事情。
Maybe if you are one of those people,who likes to slander others behind their back.
可能你就是那个有这个习惯，就是在别人背后说别人的坏话。
Or maybe you are apathetic in your relationship with God.
或者在你跟神的关系，在跟神的关系当中，你好像不是就是漠不关心。
Or maybe, like so many in the world around us,You are chasing one of the many idols that our culture has.
也可能就是在我们生活是这生活的世界当中，有很多很多需要追的追，就是追寻的一些偶像，各种各样的偶像。你可能就在追寻那些偶像。
These are all examples of things that God wants to uproot from our heart.
这些都是神要从我们心里从根拔除的。
Do you see in the text here in verse 9 where it says to grieve or grief?
在这边第九节谈到了这些就是忧愁。
The word in Greek can actually be translated as to cause pain.
就是让你痛苦。
God is not just going to allow the sin of his children to continue without dealing with it.
神就是用这个痛苦让信主的人来避免这些罪不谈，而是用这些痛苦让人能够注意。
Which leads to the third slide, and it is that your grief has a purpose, and God is doing something. Now, in the photo, you can see it's not just kind of this, I messed up, oh well.
这个神给你的忧愁都是有一个目的的，这并不是说就是哦，我就是我犯错了，那又怎么样呢？
This is a great visible representation of how we should genuinely mourn over our sin.
这张图就是来体现，当我们面对罪的时候，真的是要那个痛心的来悔改。
You remember in Matthew 5, Jesus says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted."
你还记得在那个耶稣在马太福音这个登山宝训就说，哀痛的人有福了。
Jesus there and Paul here are talking about the same thing.
那耶稣在登山宝训当中提到的，还有现在保罗所提到的都是一样的，就是哀痛的人有福了。
There are lots of things to mourn over in our lives, but in both passages, they're talking about mourning.Grieving over the sin that you have.
就说这边所提到的都是为他们的罪来哀动。
Just a question.
那有个对大家有个问题。
Is this a reality in your life?
那对你来说是不是你真实的经历过这样的哀动？
Does it bother you that in whatever areas you're struggling with,You're breaking God's commandments, and you have offended the holy God of the universe.
就当你在某个就是某个范围就是什么地方来得罪神的时候，得罪了这位创造天地神的时候，你是不是就是经历过这些哀动呢？
Sin is rebellion against God.
罪就是抵挡神。
When God calls us to repent, I want to be very clear about what this means.
当神让我们来悔改的时候，我想让大家了解神要我们做什么。
He calls us to turn from our sin.
他呼召我们来转离罪。
Imagine we go outside and then we walk down one of the sidewalks.
就想象当我们出去的时候，我们在一边走着。
And maybe, as we're walking, you see someone a few blocks down that's walking toward you.
你可能在走路的时候就看到有对面有另外一个人对着你走过来。
And maybe it's someone that you haven't seen in years from your past, and you had a big fight, and it's probably the last person in the world you want to see.
那个人可能就是你一辈子都不愿意见的那个人。
And as soon as you set eyes on them, what you do is you stop,And you turn in the opposite direction and walk that way.
那当你看到那个你一辈子都不想见的人的时候，你可能就转过头来180度大转弯，往反方向走。
This is what God wants us to do with our sin.
这就是神希望我们这样来面对罪。
Not just walk, but run. Run away from our sin and run toward Jesus.
那不只是来转离神。不就是转离这个罪，而且是就是跑着来远离罪，而奔向主耶稣。
Now here's the part that might be, even though I've said it before, maybe offensive.
那我下面可能会比较就是让你们听的比较那个，可能会得罪你们。
In order for you to react that way, God will cause you a degree of pain in your life.
那么神要让你做这样的180大转弯的时候，神会让你痛苦。
I hope that doesn't offend you.
我希望那些我说这句话不会得罪你。
There are a lot of messages out there about who God is and what He does for people.
那可以有很就讲神的信息，其实有很多，就是神是谁，神是如何做的。
But God's highest priority is not to give us all the things we want or a comfortable life.
那神的主要的目的不是让我们生活舒适。
His highest priority is to make us more like Christ.
他主要的目的是让我们更像主耶稣基督。
Let me give another illustration.
再给大家看另外一个图片。
Let's say that you go to the doctor, and the doctor informs you that you have cancer.
比如说你去看医生，医生说你得了癌症。
And this doctor says to you, it's okay though, I have good news, I can solve the problem.
好消息是我有办法来医治这个癌症。
Okay, so what he does is he takes out a little vial of glitter, and he puts the glitter on the spot where the cancer is, and then blows it all away and says, oh, the cancer's all gone.
他就比如说就是医生拿一个比较闪亮的一些那个粉末就倒在你有癌症的那个部位，然后吹一下这些粉末就是飞走了，就是很亮，就是很漂亮的。那就说哦，癌症治好了。
Now you might say that sounds silly, right? How many of us here would actually believe that the cancer is gone?
那如果你是这位病人的话，就是你开玩笑，这样癌症怎么能够被医治呢？
And the truth is, spiritually, all of those false pictures of who God is do the exact same thing.
其实当我们从属灵的程度来看的时候，很多时候当我们对神的理解好像就是有这种错误的理解。
What a doctor who really takes his calling seriously will do,
神来呼召我们做的。
He will take his scalpel and literally cut into the skin in order to get into where the cancer is, and then remove it.
神会用手术刀把你的皮肤给割开，来到那个有癌症的那个有肿瘤的部位，把那个肿瘤给取掉。
Now today, medicine is advanced, and we have medicines that can sort of take away the pain of that process.
那
to some degree.
那现在我们在医疗已经进步了，就会有些麻醉药。就是当你这么开刀做手术的时候，不会有那么疼痛。
But imagine you didn't have that. It would be quite painful, don't you think?
但假设没有这些麻醉药，如果真的有一个人拿手术刀把你皮割开，去到那个器官，把器官给拿开，拿走有癌肿瘤拿走，那其实是很非常非常痛的。
Well, if a doctor has to cut into us and cause us pain to help our physical bodies.
那如果医生要这样让你要用这个痛苦来让你这个肿瘤来除去的时候
How much more serious is God when he deals with our sin, which is so much more deadly?
那其实罪比这个肿瘤更致命，那神就你想神的处理方法应该比这种手术刀让你痛挪去肿瘤还要更痛。
Now, sometimes when I say this, I have conversations with people. They look at me like I'm crazy.
有时候我这么跟别人说的时候，别人觉得我疯了。
So I want to read you just a couple of other passages from the Bible that teach this exact same truth, so you don't think it's Daniel's crazy ideas.
那我会翻开圣经当中其他类似的一些经节，就看我其实不是那么疯狂的。
Proverbs 3:12.
在箴言三章十二节
For whom the Lord loves, he reproves.
因为耶和华所爱的，他必责备。
Even as a father corrects the son in whom he delights.
正如父亲责备他所喜爱的儿子。
Hebrews 12:6.
希伯来书十二章六节
For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines.
神所爱的，他必管教。
And he scourges every son whom he receives.
就是他，对他的儿子呢 ，scourge， 我翻到希伯来书十二章六节。
Last point, last slide, and then we'll close. All this.That we talked about to this, the fourth slide. The end result will be glorious. Glorious. If anyone has ever done any home repair or construction or remodeling, They'll know that the picture up here is true. If you sometimes you get a house and it's just a complete mess, it's unlivable. You wouldn't even let an animal live in there.
嗯，我再接着讲是希伯来书，就是说那是鞭打，就是又鞭打凡说所收纳的儿子。那这个图片就是说你要家里要做什么更新，就是来做那个就是来更新来改造，更的更。变好，这就是这些图像所表现出来的。
But after all that time of hard work, sweat, labor, difficulty, the end result is beautiful.
其实这是就是家里做这个装修的工作，其实是很困难的。你要付很大的精力，很多的时间，但它的结果是非常漂亮，是非常好的。
The same is true.Of the process that God works in us.
那其实神在我们里面做更新的工作，就像在家里做这些装修工作一样。
In the moment, in the time, you might be upset that someone has brought your sin before your face and said, you need to change.
在当别人指出我们的罪的时候，让我们去面对的时候，就神让我们看到我们罪的时候，我们其实可能会非常痛苦的，非常生气，非常忧愁的。
But after the process has worked its full effect, you praise God for the changes that He has done in your life and that you have become more like Jesus.
当神让你经过这些改造的这个工作的时候，这些过程的时候，完了之后，你就会来为神来感恩。
This is the path of every believer.
这其实就是每位基督徒所经过的路程。
So what do we do?
我们要怎么做呢?
Identify your sin and bring it before God and take every effort you can to get rid of it from your life.
就是面对你的罪,带到神的面前,让神来帮助你,来脱离这个罪。
Pray, grieve, mourn over your sin, ask a brother or sister for help.
祷告为这个罪来忧愁来哀动来痛哭流涕也是请弟兄姊妹为你祷告
Trust that God will keep you and preserve you and be faithful to you
相信神是信实的是与你同在的在这个过程当中
God promises every work that he begins in a son or a daughter he will complete it
神来应许他所交托的必成全到底。
Draw close to God.
靠近神。
What we don't do is say, well, my sin's not that bad.
我们不应该做就说其实我的罪并没有那么厉害。
After all, my friend at school who does this and this, he's much worse.
你看别人或者我们学校的一些人比我做的更恶。
Or my boss at work, you don't understand, he's the biggest hypocrite there is.
或者说就是我工作的那个老板他其实最比我更假冒伪善。
God says, I'm not worrying about them right now, I'm focusing on you.
但神对你说我对你说的不是他们我对你说的是你的罪。
If you have Christ in you, genuinely, you will want to deal with your sin.
如果你心里真的是属神的话，如果你真是属神的儿女的话，其实你会面对这些罪的。
And we as believers must.
我们作为神的儿女，必须面对我们的罪。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear God, we thank you, though this may be a difficult word for us to hear.
天父上帝，我们来到你的面前，上面所说的话，可能对我们都可能会比较难接受。
We thank you that you are not just a good father, you are the perfect father.
我们感谢主，你不只是好的父亲，你真是完美的父亲。
We ask forgiveness for our love, for our sin, and our rebellion.
主啊，我们真是求你来赦免我们的叛逆，我们的罪。
We praise you that you are patient and long-suffering with us.
主啊，我们感谢你，你爱我们，你对我们有忍耐。
That you give us much grace and you are merciful to us.
你给我们有恩典，你跟我们有慈爱。
Please Help us not to take these blessings for granted.
主啊，真是不让我们把这些你给我们的祝福当作我们所应当得的。
But please continue to form us into instruments that are worthy of service.
真是来塑造我们，让我们能够成为你愿意的样式来服侍你。
That you might shine the light of Christ through us in this dark world.
就是愿基督的光从我们里面出来，来照亮这罪恶的世界。
We give you all the glory, Father.
愿荣耀归主。
In the name of Jesus, Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。